I'm Carol Hills, and you're listening to The World. But you'd probably rather be watching reality TV, right? It's okay. It's a guilty pleasure. Those Real Housewives and Bachelorettes, those wacky people on TLC's My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding. But some gypsies, who generally refer to themselves as Romani, aren't very happy about how the show makes them look. The World's intern, Marcel Hutchins, has the story.
It's a sunny afternoon in Waltham, Massachusetts, and Sandra Celli's dressmakers are working hard. They're busy adding crystal embellishments to cheerleader uniforms and finishing off a blinged-out party dress.
Laura is making a graduation cap with the girl's initials and the date and a pair of scissors because she's graduating from a hairdressing school. So this is her graduation cap, and that's got to go out today. And that's actually for a gypsy whose daughter went to school, which is rarely unusual. So she called, and we have to overnight this today.
You may know Sandra Celli from My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding.
Oh, my God, look at this.
How gorgeous is that? Here's your shoes.
Oh, my God.
And a platform. A bouquet, and it lights up.
The show features her outrageous creations for American gypsies.
Okay. I know what the gypsies want. I've been working with them for years. I started with them 34 years ago maybe, and it just grew because the dresses I made at the beginning blew their minds, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Gypsies travel thousands of miles to work with Celli to create their dream wedding dress. She isn't gypsy, but she understands a gypsy bride's fashion priorities.
Bling to them is their status. They just wear it all over their bodies as a material thing, and they show their bling as a, you know, basically, whoever has the most money wears the most bling. And that's just how it is. It's not sewing the dress. It's applying Swarovski crystal to everything that costs money.
As a designer, Celli has a wide variety of clients. But she says nothing is as exciting as working with a gypsy. But much of what Americans see of gypsy culture on TV is not only exciting. It's violent.
Get off him!
Brides and grooms fighting, and family members brawling with each other. That's not the whole story. Gypsies, American Roma, or Romani, have a rich history. Ian Hancock is Romani and studies Romani culture at the University of Texas. He says they started migrating from India to Central and Eastern Europe about 1,000 years ago. And they've been coming to the U.S. since the 1800s.
Roma were being sent here to work in the plantations during the colonial period. Other groups came with the breakup of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Different ways, during the colonial period, the French were sending Roma here, the Spanish, the Portuguese.
There are currently over 1 million Romani Americans, according to the U.S. Census. Most of them live in western and southern states. As for the Roma versus Gypsy debate, Hancock goes with Roma or Romani. The term gypsy, after all, comes with a lot of baggage.
My father used to tell me all the time to never, ever steal anything. That's one of the most common stereotypes about Roma people.
Cristiana Grigore is Roma from Romania. She came to the United States 8 years ago as a Fulbright student. She says that from an early age, she decided she didn't want to be a gypsy.
I grew up in a family that wanted to assimilate it and strive to be part of mainstream society. And I always knew about my Roma background, but I hid it because I associated with something very negative.
Grigore says that with all the negative stereotypes, shows like My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding don't help.
I know it is very disrespectful. It presents the Roma people in a light that we don't really like. I think it's not representative to the most of us.
Back at Sandra Celli's design studio, her phone has been ringing off the hook. A gypsy bride is in a panic over a dress. For a bridal dressmaker, Roma or gypsy, the bride is always right. For the World, I'm Marcel Hutchins.
Marcel was brave enough to try on a party dress designed by Sandra Celli. You can see her rocking a lime green and crystal number and see a photo slideshow of some of Celli's creations. That's all at PRI.org.